Proclamation number 6872 of 15th of July, 1957. How far does Lucifer's power reach? In the beginning all beingness was radiant with light, for it came forth from the eternal light and was in its original substance the same as he from whom it had proceeded. God is light and power in himself. And he also radiated light and strength into infinity. But he gave his emanations forms, he produced beings from himself which were created in his image. Which is not to be understood that these forms were narrowly limited shapes, but that they were self-aware spiritual beings which were also able to radiate their light and strength in all directions, which were equipped with the ability to think and free will, which recognized themselves as creatures of an infinitely stronger power and which were also in contact with this power through the Word. They were in fullest knowledge, because God revealed himself to them through the Word, since his creatures were unable to behold him yet should constantly know about his presence, about his all and about their actual purpose. And their bliss was immeasurable, for they were also permeated by love and the aim of their love was only of the God, who made them ever more happy. But they did not remain in this bliss. For that being, which was initially created by God, which first came into being as a result of his will to love, was not satisfied with merely hearing its creator. It also wanted to behold him. And because this desire could not be fulfilled for it. Since the eternal center of light and strength is not visible to the beings emanated by him, it recognized itself as the first and supreme visible entity, which was therefore also recognizable as such to all spiritual, self-aware beings, and it raised itself to become their dominating power. This being certainly knew that it itself was also first created, and thus it also had to acknowledge the creating power as being above it, for the word which proved the God and Creator also sounded to it. It also knew about his will, it had the brightest realization itself. But it also possessed free will. And this will was directed against God. The being did not want to be dependent on a higher power, it did not want to draw its strength from God, but it believed itself to be powerful to such an extent that it rejected God's strength. It doubted God's strength because he did not present himself to it in a visible way. And it also tried to transfer its will to the beings which its creator's will had let arise from God with the use of strength. For to be full of light and strength also meant to be able to create and shape without limitation. But the will directed against God had the consequence that light and strength diminished because this will now prevented the influx of the strength of love from God. Consequently, the first created being also took. Now the adversary of God. Diminished in light and strength the more it exerted itself by creating ever new beings. As long as he made use of God's strength he was therefore also able to create, but when he rejected it his creative power was also put to an end. The more his resistance to God increased, the more his creative power decreased. For the apostasy from God was not a sudden one, but took place over an endless period of time. It began with a brief turning away and repeated opening of oneself to God's strength of love and thus also the continued creation of new beings, and it ended with complete resistance to the divine illumination of love. Which also meant complete inability to create. But God's adversary now saw his strength in the endless host of beings created by his will. For with diminishing strength the light of knowledge had also diminished, so that he, darkened in spirit, was unable to recognize the significance of his resistance to God. He is devoid of all knowledge and creative power. But he nevertheless has great power, for it consists in his great following, which is fundamentally strength from God, as well as he himself is once radiated strength. His and his followers' power therefore consists in being able to offer resistance, and thus to prevent God himself, who does not violently break any resistance, from making his creatures happy. God is love, and love creates bliss. Those beings therefore believe they have power over God because they impose restrictions on him in his activity of love. They rebel against God and are not hindered in their intention because God's love does not force itself but has to be accepted voluntarily. Their whole strength therefore consists of offering resistance themselves and also influencing the more yielding spiritual to intensified resistance. And they also retain this strength until they voluntarily surrender and, through God's illumination of love, also regain possession of creative power. 15th of the 7th, 1957. But they will never be able to use their strength to let things of any kind come into being. They lack creative power, for this is only effective in association with God. But as soon as the being places itself outside God's circle of love, it can also no longer draw the creating power. And thus also God's counter-spirit, which deprived itself of the strength flowing to it through its ever-deepening fall. But for Jesus' death on the cross his strength was sufficient to keep his followers in bondage, that is, to prevent them from drawing strength of love from God in order to be able to detach themselves from him. For he kept them in complete blindness and they did not recognize the cause of their weakness and blindness. But this power has also been broken through Jesus Christ, and thus the once fallen beings can also find redemption. And now the adversary only concentrates his remaining power on his God-opposing activity, that he thus seeks to destroy what God let come into being, that he seeks to dissolve material shells in order to liberate the spiritual within. In the belief that he will thereby regain it himself. But even for such destructions his power is not enough and every work of creation is safe from his direct destructive influence. And therefore he tries it in a roundabout way by trying to make the human beings will submissive to his plans. Thus the human being who has a certain amount of strength in earthly life again for the purpose of testing his own will has to carry out such destructions. Nevertheless, Satan's power is still inconceivably great, only towards this very appendage, which is why Jesus Christ died on the cross to bring salvation to the once fallen, to help him against him. But when the fall of Lucifer is spoken of, this fall covered eons, periods of time for which you have no conception. And countless beings were created in these endless periods of time, for Lucifer's separation from God was not suddenly accomplished, and thus as long as he still kept contact with God he also still drew the strength necessary for creation from God. Which is why all beings are also God's share and his work of return applies to all beings. But the created beings became more and more God-opposing the more their creator turned away from God of his own free will until Lucifer was able to create the infinite creation. until Lucifer persuaded the endless host of created spirits to completely separate from God. Until he considered himself the source of strength and influenced the created beings in the same sense so that they blindly followed him when they were given the right of self-determination by which they could have separated themselves from their creator and turned to God, who also revealed himself to them in the fullest light but whom they were unable to behold either. But the countless fallen beings also need eons for their complete return. And therefore new creations have to arise again and again, i.e., again and again hardened spiritual substance, the deeply sunk spiritual substance, is dissolved and banished in these creations in order to start on the path of return to God. But the resistance of the last created substance is so strong that it still has to spend endless times in its hardening before it can also start the ascent in the works of creation. Thus new creations will also arise throughout endless times which God's will, His wisdom and might, will allow to emerge, and his adversary's power and strength will diminish more and more because every new creation will wrest a part of its adherence from him, even if eternities will still pass until even the last fallen thing has become matter. But the deeply fallen is not conscious of being, and therefore cannot harass the already more mature spiritual. It is completely suspended, and struck with blindness it merely contributes to strengthening the opponent of God's consciousness of power. Because it is completely without knowledge. Only once the spiritual substance has regained self-awareness and now directs its will wrongly again will it be able to use its power on behalf of its Lord and wreak havoc among people. And this is the right granted by God to his adversary to fight for his followers during the time of freedom of will as a human being. He and his vassals truly make good use of this time, but the human being has a very safe help in the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, and if he makes use of it the adversary's strength and power is completely broken. Then he has become free from him and finally returns to his father's house again. Amen.